For Kitchen Window, I'm Bonnie Wolf. Julie O'Hara is a freelance writer and recipe developer in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and she blogs at A Mingling of Tastes. She suffers from zucchini envy and has written about it for NPR's Kitchen Window Online. She joins me today. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Is zucchini envy too strong?
I don't think so. Not at all. I mean, I actually suffer a lot of envy from anyone who can grow any fresh food in their own garden, because I live in a condo and I would love to have a garden someday and more zucchini than I know what to do with.
So where do you go to get your zucchini?
Usually I have to go to my local supermarket. If I can go to a farmer's market, I prefer that, because you'll find so many great varieties of summer squash at farmer's markets.
What's your favorite of the summer squashes?
I like the patty pans because they're cute.
They are adorable.
They're the little round ones with, you know, scallops, kind of a lacy edge, and they're just cute. But most of the time I eat zucchini.
Now, why of all the overabundance of summer produce is squash the one you focus on?
I focus on squash because people complain about it so much. Maybe I feel the need to champion it a little bit. And the reason they complain about it is because it's so prolific. You have a squash plant in your garden, you're going to have barrels and barrels of squash to last you all summer, and you're probably going to end up trying to give it away to friends and neighbors because it's more than you can use.
Why is it so prolific?
It just grows really easily. It's a happy plant. It's an ancient crop native to North America, and there's wild squash remains that date back to 7,000 BC, but it was domesticated in North America, and when the Native Americans migrated around North America, they took the squash with them, and it grew everywhere they planted it. It's just an easy crop to grow. It matures very quickly, so once you see the flowers on there, you're going to have a squash that's ready to pick in about a week.
Tell me about squash blossoms.
I love squash blossoms, and I didn't give any recipes for them because they're really hard to find. I rarely see them. If they're at a farmer's market, I'm thrilled, but they're hard to find unless you grow the plants yourself. And they're just the flower of the plant, and if it's a female squash blossom, it will turn into a squash, and if it's a male, it's there for pollination purposes, and you can pick the males and you can saute them in olive oil and toss them with pasta. You can stuff them with ricotta cheese. You can deep fry them. They're just delicious. They're an edible flower.
And yeah, talk about pretty.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other summer squashes that we may not be familiar with?
I love the eight ball squash. It's a great name, first of all,
yes.
Yeah, because it looks like, you know, a pool ball. Or sometimes they're called globe squash, and they're great for stuffing. And, I mean, just picture the presentation on that. You know, you can stuff it with sausage, ground meat, vegetables, top it off with cheese, and it's a great little main course. There are really pretty striated yellow squash, you know, like with yellow and green stripes. There's pale green ones that are just minty green and white. There are so many varieties, I hesitate to give names because you just, you know, go to your market and see what looks good and try it.
Saraya Mohammed, who is the producer of this podcast, was away on vacation for 9 days and came back to find giant zucchini in her garden. What should she do with them?
Oh, that is the perfect illustration of what can happen if you're not careful and vigilant about your squash, because they grow so quickly, and if they get too large, then they lose their tenderness and the soft texture. And you can either pick them off and use them, you know, sort of as compost, or, and this is probably a better option, you can grate them and use them in squash bread, muffins, or pancakes. I have a recipe for pancakes on Kitchen Window. And they're also good for stuffing and roasting. Because when they get large, the skin gets firm and the seeds get big, and they're not as tender and sweet as the young squash.
Well, in her defense, she did tell her house sitter to pick them when they were small, but apparently that didn't happen. So she'll be happy to hear this. One of the recipes that you use, I just loved. I had never thought of this, but it was to take a vegetable peeler and first peel the squash, but then use the vegetable peeler to make ribbons of squash to put in pasta, and I guess you could use it with other things.
Right. I love that technique, and it's great because there's no cooking involved unless you want there to be. But yeah, you just take the squash and you peel long ribbons along the length of the squash, and the texture you create is just great. It's got a little bit of toothsome crispness to it, but otherwise it's just this soft ribbon-like piece of squash. And you can toss it with pasta, you can toss it with olive oil and lemon just to make a salad, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful presentation. It would be great as a bed for grilled fish, maybe. A million things you could do with it.
Maybe Soraya can use her big squash to do that. All right, Julie, thank you so much.
You're welcome.